This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's not a negation of the essence of faith itself, the essence of Iman itself. We say that when we speak about the deen and we speak about Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovators, sometimes we say, oh, they are interpreting this verse and they are taking it out of context or interpreting it incorrectly. Well, how do we know that the way we interpret it, are we allowed to do something like that? Because shouldn't we, if he says there's no faith, that means you don't have any faith. Like, do you just take it as it is? Meaning, do you take it word for word, literally? Like no faith at all? Or how do we know that it means your faith is not complete? Well, because when we interpret something, if we have legitimate proofs for it, then we can interpret it to mean this and that. Even if the literal meaning says you don't have any faith, zero, la yu'minu ahadukum. But we say, no, that person had faith, and we have, and when we say that this actually means this or means that, you have to have evidences to prove that this does not mean that this person has left the fold of Islam or has no faith at all whatsoever. So we say that when we interpret something, we're not saying that you can't interpret something out of, you know, like the literal meaning. We say that you can if you have evidence of it. If you have evidence and clear evidence that this is what it said, but actually it means this. Like the literal words, word for word here, this is what it means. No faith at all. But we say, no, that's not what it really means. What it really means is this and that. And when we say that, we have to have clear evidence, or we have to have authentic and evidence from the Quran or the Sunnah or the correct Arabic language usage to say that the literal meaning here is not implied. You understand? The literal meaning, that means la yu'minu, no faith at all whatsoever. And so we have, for example, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, he made dua for him, he said, Allahumma faqqihu fi ddeen wa'allimhu ta'wil. Oh Allah, help him to understand this deen and teach him the ta'wil, teach him the interpretation. That means teach him the understanding. Sometimes something you see literally, but actually this is what it means. And that's as a result of combining all of the, you know, every evidence, all the evidence that you have to understand the true meaning of a hadith or a true meaning of a verse of the Quran by using other verses and other hadith to understand it properly. Because if you take one by itself, and you only use those words, then you might interpret it incorrectly. And that's why one has to have the understanding of the deen, and that's what fiqh is. Al-fiqh is understanding. So when he says, Allahumma faqqihu fi ddeen, because there's a difference between a faqih, one who understands, and one who reads the hadith and he takes it literally. Those who don't have knowledge, they might take certain things literally, and they might understand it incorrectly because they are not looking at all the other hadith and all the other verses to understand this particular phrase or this particular hadith or this particular ayat verse. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, he says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. In Surah Al-Nahl, in verse number 98, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tense. In the past tense, if you've read the Qur'an, after you've read the Qur'an, فَإِذَا, and when you read the Qur'an, meaning قَرَأْتَ, here's past, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, then seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan. So when you take this verse literally, what does it mean? It means I'm going to recite the Quran. After I finish, I say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Then I stop. When do we say "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim"? At the beginning. Do you say it at the end? But if you take this verse literally, فَإِذَا, and when you've read the Qur'an, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ. See, it's the past tense. But in the Arabic language, when somebody says فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ كَذَا, فَإِذَا ذَهَبْتَ إِلَى السُّوقِ, for example, when you use the past tense, it means if you want to do something, if you're about to do it. That's the meaning also linguistically. It's used that way. The past tense is used to mean if you want to do something, because you've already, it's something that, you know, like when you're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, for example, you say, when you make dua for somebody, say, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. What is غَفَرَ اللَّهُ? What tense is used? Past tense. But what do you mean? You say, may Allah forgive you. You're asking Allah to forgive, but you're using the past tense because of certainty. Like, you know, you're in your mind, inshallah, you're asking Allah, and you're certain that Allah will accept you. Say, Allah has already forgiven you. Allah has already forgiven you. But what you really mean is, may Allah forgive you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. And you're asking in the present tense, but you use the past tense. And that is correct Arabic also. And so, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, when you take this literally, it does not mean that. And why do? How do we know when we say that? No, that's not the real meaning. Because if you take it literally, and some people have actually, they say, for example, some of the literalists, they have said that, okay, after you read the Quran, then you say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." But we have evidences and proof from the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when did he do it? He did it before reciting the Quran, and he taught the companions to say "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim" before. So then we take this particular verse, and even though the literal meaning is after you've read it, then we say what it really means is if you want to recite the Quran, if you're about to recite Quran. So al-murad means the meaning is إِذَا أَرَدْتُمْ الْقِيَامِ إِلَيْهَا, means when you, or so إِذَا أَرَدْتُمْ قِرَاءَ, or إِذَا أَرَدْتَ قِرَاءَةَ الْقُرْآنِ, when you want to recite the Quran. And so that interpretation is a correct interpretation, because we have evidences from the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that clarifies that this is what it means. And also, for example, this is very, you know, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ الْآيَةِ." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the verse of the wudu, of making wudu, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O ye who believe, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when you stand up for prayer. Okay, that means you've already stood up for prayer. After you've stood up for prayer, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, then you wash your faces, وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, and then you should wash your faces and you wash your hands up to your elbows. So that means, what does that mean? If you take this verse literally, when do you make wudu? After you finish your prayer, you go make wudu. Like, what do we do first? We make wudu first. Right, but the verse says, if you either qumtum is past tense. If you've stood up for prayer, like I stand up for prayer already, I'm finished, and then I go make wudu. Who says that? Like, any scholar mentioned that? No, wudu is a shart, is a condition. That means it's a prerequisite. You have to have it before you can stand up for prayer. You don't just pray first and then you go and make wudu afterwards. But if you take the verse literally, it means if you stand up. But we say, no, that's not the meaning. The meaning is إِذَا أَرَدْتُمْ الْقِيَامِ إِلَيْهَا, when you want to pray, when you want to stand up to pray. That means when you, before you pray, when you want to, that means this is before the actual action of prayer, then you go and make wudu. And so we say that that interpretation, that ta'wil, we say the literal meaning of this verse is not what it really means. What it really means is, if you want to stand for prayer, and that is authentic, that is usage of Arabic, that's correct usage of Arabic. That's, of course, we have evidences from many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of making wudu. Of course, it's something that's, you know, a consensus amongst the scholars that you have to have wudu before you can pray, and you don't pray first and then you go make wudu. And that's something that's very, very known. And but when you look at the verse, we say that the interpretation to say that it doesn't mean that you is not where is not, it's not literal, because we have authentic evidences and proofs. So if you do have authentic evidences and proofs from the Quran or from the Sunnah, then we can say that we can say that it means, you know, this is what it really means. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La yu'minu ahadukum, la yu'minu ahadukum," none of you truly has faith. That means your faith is not complete. Not, you don't have any faith whatsoever. So what is al-iman? Al-Iman, la yu'minu ahadukum, al-Iman. Al-Imanu, Iman is faith. And what does it mean? Al-Iman itself, in the Arabic language, is not just to believe somebody. So it's al-Iqrar, al-Mustalzim, lil-Qabuli wal-Id'an. And what does that mean? Al-Iqrar, that means your affirmation and or your confirmation in your heart, that mustalzim, that causes a person to accept and surrender to whatever whatever that belief is. Do you understand? So what does that mean? That means that in al-Iman itself, in the Arabic language, belief and faith in the Arabic language is not something that's just in the heart. Faith itself is more than that. Faith itself is that which is in the heart that causes that also the result of that faith causes us to act upon the faith that we believe in. That means it's not just internal, but it's internal and it is also external. And some people, they say, for example, they say al-Iman means to just believe. So just believing with your heart only. And they say that this, it means what? It means at-tasdiq. Tasdiq means to believe somebody. To believe somebody. Al-Iman is more than that. It's faith. So, for example, if someone says, if you say amantu bikatha, I believe and I have faith in, I believe so and so, and I have iman in so and so, and I believe wasaddaqtu fulanan, amantu, I believe in this, and you say I believe saddaqtu, when you say you believe somebody. When you believe somebody, when they say something and you say, okay, I believe that what you're saying is the truth. I believe what you're saying is the truth. There's a difference between believing what you say is the truth and belief and faith in itself, faith. Faith is more than just believing that somebody says it's true. So you can say somebody, okay, I believe that Allah is my creator, right? I believe that Allah is my creator. You can believe that Allah is your creator, but are you a Muslim? Are you a mu'min? Are you a believer? No. If you believe that Allah is your creator, you also, to be a Muslim, you have to believe and have faith and iman requires you to act upon that belief. So somebody, for example, does Iblis believe in God? Does Allah, does Iblis believe that God is, that Allah created him?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he believes, but is he a Muslim? Why? Because he doesn't follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't follow the commandments of Allah. So iman requires you to, it's also al-iqrar, to believe, al-mustalzim lil-qabool wal-idhan. Believing and accepting and following in action also, in word and in action. So if we say Iblis, is he a Muslim? Why is he not a Muslim? He believes in God. He believes that God created him. But is that enough? No. That doesn't make you a Muslim until you follow the commandments of Allah. That you are a servant of Allah, and Allah tells you to do something, you follow it. And that's why some people who, when you tell them, when you remind them, brother, you know, don't do this and don't do that. Don't sell this and don't sell that. You know, it's not good. It's haram to sell alcohol, for example. It's haram to sell this and to do this and to do that. And he goes, brother, iman is here. Iman is here. You know what he's saying? He's saying, if I believe in God alone, even if I don't follow, I'm okay. I'm a Muslim. It's all in here. Yeah, iman is there, but that's not iman. Iman, you have to follow it with actions also. And that's why when you say, you don't say, for example, you say, amantu fulan. I believe a person. No, when somebody tells you something, you say, saddaqtu fulanan. I believe him. Yeah, you believe him. You know what he's saying is the truth. But that's not all. When you believe in something, it's not just the tasdiq, to believe. It's to have faith and to follow the commandments of your faith. So if you truly believe, then you would follow. Otherwise, you don't really have iman. And so, the word iman itself, and the word faith, it means that, but sometimes the word iman is used as belief also. You can use it as belief, but linguistically. But you could, but to say that the iman in Islam is only belief in the heart, that is incorrect. So, for example, some of the scholars have mentioned, how do you know if this is what it means? Well, it depends on the context also. For example, in Surah Al-Ankabut, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Prophet Ibrahim, he says, فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوطٌ. Lut, Prophet Lut, his cousin, believed in him. Believed him. Whatever he told him, he believed in him. فَآمَنَ لَهُ, which means what? Believed who? Believed Ibrahim. So he believed him. Whatever he told him, he believed him. So also some scholars said, no, here it means believe and also follow in what he believed also. So there's no contradiction. So iman means more than that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And so what is the word iman shar'an? Like in the technical meaning of iman in Islam. So when we say la yu'minu ahadukum ay iman, what is iman? Al iman, where is iman? Is it just in the heart? No. Al iman, it's in the heart. And it's in the tongue. And it's in your limbs. So it's embodied, it's in the heart, embodied in how you speak and what you say, and it's embodied in your actions. All of that together is iman. And so if somebody believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they follow it and they act upon it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word iman as an act of worship, meaning that iman, an act of worship, he called as-salat al-iman. Where is that? In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make your iman go to waste. Now, in order for us to understand this verse, we have to look at the context. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah at the beginning of the second juz, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the changing of the Qibla. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّهُمْ أَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. The fools will say, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ, the fools was amongst the people would say, why, what made them change? What made them turn? مَا وَلَّهُمْ أَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. What made them change and turn away from the Qibla that they had turned to? Meaning, why did they change the Qibla from Jerusalem, from Bayt al-Maqdis to Mecca? Why? So the Jews in Medina, when the changing of the Qibla occurred, the Jews of Medina it was a big thing for them. It ruffled their feathers. It sort of like it bothered them. And it was a big thing. It wasn't just something small. Why? Because they knew that the meaning of it is even more, that the ramifications of it are greater than what is apparent. It isn't just that the Muslims are no longer facing Mecca or facing Jerusalem, but they're facing Mecca now. It also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed to the point where now the people who have been preferred, the best nation, before they were the chosen people, as they say, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ. O children of Israel, O Israelites, O Bani Israel, remember that